Bob Dole may be trailing President Clinton in the polls among voters overall, but with some groups, Dole is the clear frontrunner. For example, polls show that small business owners favor Dole by about a 2-to-1 margin. With the number of small businesses growing, they could represent an important voting bloc. The Dole-Kemp pledge to cut taxes plays well to this traditionally Republican base. But analysts say the strong economy has won the Clinton administration some converts among business people. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
In recent years, small business has become one of the most powerful lobbying forces in Washington. Industry groups say just under half of the U.S. population works in a small business or has a family member who does. It's a very large pool of voters, and it makes small business owners an important target group for politicians. Both Bill Clinton and Bob Dole are trying to appeal to this sector, but small business owners are still strongly Republican as a group. General contractor Chris Lewis is building a deck onto a customer's house in the hills above the Pacific Ocean, about an hour south of San Francisco. Lewis is cutting up lengths of redwood board, while his one employee uses a nail gun to fasten them into the deck's railing.
I think I'll be voting for Dole. I like the Republican ticket. I'm for smaller government and lower taxes.
Various polls show that between 50 and 60% of small business owners around the country plan to vote for Bob Dole, while 20 to 30% say they'll vote for Bill Clinton. Many say key to their support are Dole's proposals to reduce the federal income tax by 15% and cut the capital gains tax by half. Lewis says, though, more important than putting some tax savings in his pocket, he thinks the tax cuts would create more business for people like him.
If you lower the taxes, that's going to be that much more money that is in the economy. As opposed to sending it to the government, people could get a bathroom remodeled or remodel a kitchen. So they take that money they save, that goes to me, that goes to the plumber, the electrician.
So if a rich guy gets a big break on capital gains, he's more likely to build a bigger house and hire Lewis to do the work. This is the so-called trickle-down model of economics that was pushed by the Reagan administration. Now, Dole and Kemp are arguing that cutting taxes will unleash an economic boom and thereby win back about a third of that tax revenue, which, coupled with what they call controlled spending, will enable them to balance the budget. Critics argue if it doesn't work, the tax cuts could mushroom the deficit into an even bigger problem than it is today and force drastic cuts in Social Security and Medicare. Lewis says taxes are just one problem. For instance, he says he faces headaches every day from a tangle of regulations and the threat of lawsuits.
With liability that we have, and everyone and all the engineers, everyone's trying to cover themselves by overbuilding. In California, we do have earthquakes, just like Florida has the hurricanes. We need to address these issues.
But Lewis says, for example, this deck would have been plenty earthquake safe with a couple deeply sunk wood pylons holding it up. Instead, he says, the architect, trying to protect himself from lawsuits, has required them to lay a concrete foundation and attach it to the foundation of the house.
All the hardware for the exterior here is, quarter-inch steel. This all had to be special ordered via the engineer's requirements, so it all had to be pressure treated, which took two more weeks to get from Simpson Corporation. We couldn't run the put the stucco on until we got these special order hangers in. They had to be ordered out of Texas to hold the beams up against the house.
Recent polls show reducing red tape and frivolous lawsuits are top priorities for most small business owners. And Lewis says he gets the sense that the Republican Party is more about smaller government and getting rid of regulations. At the same time, Lewis says he knows he can't blame a single politician like Clinton for these problems, and he's not even sure how much any man could do as president to untangle the maze of federal, state, and local government regulations out there.
There is a huge impact that presidential leadership can have on the kinds of frustrations that you're mentioning with the builder trying to build the deck.
Bob Morgan is the president of the Council of Growing Companies, a nonpartisan industry group representing thousands of small and mid-sized businesses with a combined $57 billion in annual revenue. Morgan says reducing red tape is one area where President Clinton is actually winning some points for streamlining regulations within federal agencies like the EPA and OSHA.
The business community did work with President Clinton and his administration over the last couple of years on a massive effort at regulatory reform. And it was astonishing once people put their heads to it how much regulation could be simplified or minimized or reduced.
On the other hand, Morgan says President Clinton vetoed a bill which advocates said would reduce frivolous lawsuits, and that wasn't so popular with the small business community. Morgan stresses that the majority of the business owners he represents favor Bob Dole, mainly because of his tax policies. Still, the small business sector has for years been a solid Republican voting bloc, so some analysts say what's impressive is not Dole's lead, but rather Clinton's recent gains among these voters.
I think the bigger story is the fact that Dole has not been able to maintain a strong base in this sector.
Martin Bush is a publisher at CCH, Inc., an industry group that has commissioned Gallup polls to look at businesses with fewer than 10 employees, which is the majority of small businesses out there. CCH found that between March and October, the number of small business owners who say they're voting for Dole has fallen from 59% to 52%.
I mean, it's a strongly Republican sector. And he just hasn't been, although he still leads, he hasn't been able to capture this constituency in the way that he could have.
In part, Clinton's gains here are linked to the economy. The CCH Gallup poll found those business owners who said they'll vote for Clinton also said they thought the economy was in good shape. Interestingly, though, compared to similar polls of the general public, small business owners had a much more pessimistic perception of the economy, with only 24% saying they thought they were better off than they were 4 years ago. The CCH Gallup poll also found that women who are business owners were not as likely to support Dole as their male colleagues.
I'll reluctantly vote for Dole.
Catherine Frazier is standing on the porch outside her home office in Redwood City, California. Frazier runs an advertising agency with 6 employees. She says she likes the fiscal policies of Bob Dole and the Republican Party, but she dislikes other aspects.
Not having to do with business, but the rights of women and the abortion rights. And I don't think that belongs in any kind of government situation. It shouldn't be a platform piece on the Republicans or anybody else's. It needs to be out of it. And that's actually one reason why I actually didn't vote Republican last time.
Analysts say women have gone from owning about 5% of the nation's businesses in the 1970s to owning about 40% of businesses today. So some say that's bound to change small business voting patterns. And general polls have found women are more likely to support Democrats over issues such as abortion.
Most of my women friends, that's a big issue, and a lot of them have become Democrat just because of that. And it doesn't matter that they're entrepreneurs, have their own business. That's a big enough issue that they don't want anything to do with it or have any relation to it.
Another top concern identified in the CCH Gallup poll was health care. CCH's Martin Bush says Dole probably could have better solidified support in this sector had he focused more on reducing health care costs for small businesses. But whether it's health care or frivolous lawsuits or balancing the budget, these are tricky issues. And right now, Bob Dole is offering a sizable tax cut. Small business groups say that's very concrete, and it's what's going to win votes for most of their members come November. In San Francisco, I'm Chris Arnold reporting.